This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This hour, What's on Your Mind is brought to you by DAC Diesel. If you've not heard of them, I want you to lean into the radio here a little bit today. Whether you're listening on the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, right there in Bismarck, Mandan, AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch to the valley, or the Flag West Operation 1090 KTGO booming to the Bakken. KLTC in Dickinson on the western edge. And our newest edition, the longest-serving radio voice in this part of America. Serving, of course, obviously, Minnesota, North and South Dakota, 970 WDAY and 93.1 FM. Lean in. And let me tell you that DAC Diesel, no matter where you're at, is the place. You should bring any challenge when it comes to diesel. Semi-truck, pickup truck, tractors, you name it. They can do it better than anybody. And they literally travel hundreds of miles for customers that call them and say, I got a special project, I need you. That's how good they are. They're growing thanks to this program. We're glad to be great partners with them and encourage you to check out DACDiesel.com. I'm hearing a lot of folks on diesel pickups and other diesel trucks that, you know, have long hauls, that if you put in a new device that they sell at DAC Diesel, you are going to pay for that device in short order. Ask them about that as well. Save you money by some fuel economy equipment they have at DAC Diesel. 701-258-5011 or online at DACDiesel.com. We have your calls till the bottom of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Tommy Fisher of Fisher Industries to talk about Joe Biden job-killing proposals on border wall construction, already taking after North Dakota companies. Keystone XL Energy folks, you see this? I think Gretchen Stengem sent me this little snapshot yesterday. Well, it was very insightful. It was a Facebook post between some families in our part of the world that were working for Keystone XL Pipeline and on those jobs that literally were fired yesterday. And yep. It was families and community members saying, oh, no, we didn't know what happened this quick. Literally told, pack up, done, you're out of here.
Yep. Thanks, Joe.
This is the consequence of his pen.
Yeah, because of climate, you know, the environment.
Well, and those job-killing jobs, that's to come. Like the Paris thing, that's a job killer.
Oh, yeah.
The $15 million minimum wage, that's a job killer that provably...
That's happening.
...by any study, kills who? It kills the jobs of the poorest among us. It's a training wage. That's what the minimum wage is. What that is a kiss to unions who set their $50, $60 wages on what? On the minimum wage.
Yeah.
So that means they get a hike. Mm-hmm. And then it actually kills the job of people who actually make minimum wage. Because, look, you can't change the bottom line, for instance, of 2020 and early 21 due to COVID. You can't. You can't change that. It is what it is. So if you tell a business your labor costs are going up because we are mandating it, guess what? It might tip you over. You might go broke. Then there's no jobs. Or it might cause you to say, well, more are going to have to do less. Employees are going to have to do more because I can't just invent the money they're requiring us to play. It's simple math.
That is not what our new Fed secretary is saying at all.
President-elect Biden has proposed raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour because right now we have millions of American workers who are putting their lives on the line to keep their communities functioning and sometimes even working multiple jobs.
I don't need any more. First of all, I applaud people that are putting their lives on the line.
Of course.
She's talking about everything from first responders and law enforcement officers and people in hospitals. Guess what? They don't make minimum wage. Do you know how competitive it is now to get nurses and healthcare workers? They're not making minimum wage. And they shouldn't be. That's a training wage. It's like the dog whistle for the left. Raise the minimum wage. Put it up to $15.
Well,
they have no regard for business.
None. There'd be no impact on the impact would be minimal
all
on the jobs.
As she said. What happened to unity? What happened to unity? Wait a minute. I thought he was going to be president for all of us. Did he say that yesterday, Kev? He said he's going to be. He's going to fight as hard for those who did not support me as far as those who did.
I believe that.
And I pledge this to you. I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans.
Oh, they love that. All 50 people. That might be 50 clapping for that one.
And I promise you, I will fight as hard for those who did not support me as for those who did.
No, they don't like that. North's the quiet. They did. Okay. Took them a while, but they did. Listen to this.
Many centuries ago, St. Augustine, a saint of my church,
yeah, I gotta get that in,
wrote that a people was a multitude defined by the common objects of their love.
Okay.
Defined by the common objects of their love.
Yeah.
What are the common objects we as Americans love?
I can think of a few.
That define us as Americans.
Yeah.
I think we know.
Okay, what are they?
Opportunity.
That wasn't the first thing.
Security.
Sure.
Liberty.
Yep.
Dignity, respect, honor, and yes, the truth.
That's a big one, the truth.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
So, oh, they like that.
Recent weeks and months have taught us a painful lesson. There is truth and there are lies. Lies told for power and for profit.
Okay, you guys, stop it. He's talking about Donald Trump there, in case
you
don't know.
He wrote the book on lies for profit.
You can't make it up.
He wrote the book.
Call his kid.
He literally wrote the book.
He goes into the Senate as a pauper. He comes out a zillionaire. He's got all these deals. How's that anything but power and profit? And by the way, did you see the financial disclosure yesterday put out by the Trump family? They have taken a financial hit like you can't believe.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah.
Because of the fact that the man wanted to serve his country. So power and profit is crazy. Not to mention, his list is a little weird. I think I would go God. You know, duty, honor, he kind of got to the at least honor at the bottom, but I do believe one of the American tenets is opportunity, but this idea that recent weeks and months have taught us a painful lesson, there's truth and there are lies. What happened to unity? You know what that goes?
Yeah,
you want a little unity, you know what he could have done yesterday? Guess what? We're going to cancel that stupid impeachment stuff. There's nothing to impeach him over. Give me a break. Okay, one minute only. I'm going to shush, and you got it.
I got one question.
All the bottom.
Your question must wait.
I already said Elaine and Fargo. Go, Elaine. You're up. 1 minute. Go.
I have several items. My thoughts were with the 25,000 guard individuals that went there to protect Washington, D.C., and then we hear that they're screened 1, 2, and 3 times. What a slap in the face. Has anybody ever mentioned that? I mean,
they left families. That
whole fiasco there. That's my first issue. And then what do you think is going to happen when the Republicans start calling for donations for their party? We give to the Republican Party, but I don't know so much now because so many of those Republicans in that party turned on Trump.
And, they did.
And I really think we need a third party. And I think that's in the works because I would definitely donate to a third party with Trump heading it and a conservative television station.
Yeah, we should talk about third party. We should talk about what Trump should do going forward. We're not going to get to it today, but those are all great topics. I was disgusted about the troops. I posted something on my Facebook page about it. You're screening our troops? You think, I mean... And by the way, that's the only people that are there. The people weren't allowed to be there yesterday. You can't even make it up, Elaine. Appreciate it. Clinton, Bismarck, you got a minute. Go.
Hey, good morning. Since we are a republic and not a democracy, it is our job to hold our representatives accountable. Mr. Hoeven, you have power to represent us. Use it or lose it. Mr. Armstrong, same way. The clock's ticking 2 years from now. I'm going to tell you yesterday, this signing things and shutting things down, the phone and a pen thing, somebody blocked everything that President Trump did. It was taken to a court, and the court put it on hold. He had to fight every step of the way. Their brand of unity, I hope they fail. They do not have unity. There is no such thing as unity other than us losing. And you know what? Mr. Armstrong, instead of sending a letter suggesting that they don't shut the XL pipeline down, go find one of these good attorneys that Mitch McConnell got us. Excuse me, good judges that Mitch McConnell got us, and let's stop them from doing it.
A lot of good stuff there. A lot of good stuff there, Clint. I'm just going to let sit there and go to Randy in Bismarck. 1 minute, go.
Yeah, I'm a concerned U.S. citizen. It's all about the states. And right now what we're doing is why are they brushing all this stuff about the election underneath the table? We need to really look at that as a concerned U.S. citizen. We need to look at that because I don't have faith in my system anymore. You want to know what the upset is about all these people? They don't trust the government anymore. We have to take a good, serious look at what happened to the election. We have to find out exactly what's going on.
Very good points, Randy. And I would say that's what we need fight from the folks that are left. On that very point, last Senator Hogan about it, bottom of the hour.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuffed personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Now we got Bonanza and the Wild Wild West in. Leah wants
Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
Got that one.
And
out.
I want Andy Griffith, Opie, and the Andy Griffith Show.
You got it.
Okay.
All right.
Our little theme today of America When, ladies and gentlemen, 800-228-0550. This show doesn't go without our fine sponsors. Without them, We're not here. We're not on the radio. That's how important every single advertiser you hear on this program. And what we like to do with our advertisers is not just, you know, say nice things about them and tell you what they have going. We prefer partners where our goals are their goals, and we can tell you a little bit about them. And I think that way when I think about MyPillow. And the folks at MyPillow, specifically the founder, Mike Lindell, has gone through an incredible ride from the first moment he met Donald Trump. And he came on this program to tell us about it. Trump Tower 2015, I want to say. And we've had regular conversations with him since. It ended with him being in the middle of the battle of something that last caller just talked about, getting to the truth, moving from evidence to proof to absolute truth on what happened in the election. And Mike was on yesterday and made a very good point. You know, if the typical voter fraud, dead people voting, you know, bad signatures, stealing ballots from nursing homes and then voting one way, paper copying them, put a bunch of them in. They do that every election in one way or another. They don't always make a difference in the election, however. If we would have focused only on that, which was some of the early stuff, and not the voting machines, they'd have continued cheating as they've gone by with, for so long with these machines. And Mike is telling us about foreign involvement in this. He's telling us about the dissection of the software that has been done, and he believes they've caught him red-handed. We don't know all of that now. We're taking Mike's word for that. But I've never known Mike to do anything other than play it straight up. He's put his company on the line. He really has for all of this. He's suffered mightily at the hands of national retailers, including Coburn's, which owns Hornbacher's grocery stores and Cashwise stores. And both of whom are sponsors of ours that we revere. I don't know what's happened here, and I want to dig into it. But my point is these mobs, these bots come at these companies and they don't know what to do. And now these companies are hearing a lot from MyPillow supporters. And what's not to love about that new robe? About the new blankets? About the every single time they tell me about a new product, it's unbelievable. Go to MyPillow.com, look at the new products. You want to hear some good news? On a typical week, I'd say on average, we sell about $3,000 worth of products for MyPillow. You use the promo code Scott, and about $3,000 comes out of your pocket, goes into MyPillow products, and you get a great product at the door, like the best pillow ever, like dog beds, like the new towel set they have, or the sheets, right, the mattress toppers. And again, the robes are the new thing that are cost you a hair more than they do at the big box stores and are way better. Yesterday alone, one day. So what did I just tell you? On average, $3,000 in weekly sales. Yesterday, for one day, it was $12,000. What's on your mind, listeners? Spent with MyPillow $12,000 just yesterday. Day before, it was $10,000. I kind of like to break that record because I'm on a roll here. We're going to have our biggest week ever. MyPillow is having the biggest sales day ever. I believe it's rewarding a patriot and good at getting good products in return. So join me in calling 800-506-9028, promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Tell him Scott, and get those great products. Fred and Wing has a minute. There's others behind him. There's great text. Call us 701-258-0550. And the bottom of the hour, Senator John Hovind takes your calls. Fred, what's on your mind?
I pay $15 an hour now. Biden caught up with me. I know I'm going to look like a cheatster every time I try to hire somebody. But anyway, I talked to a friend of mine.
I don't want to say who, but I have heard people say you're kind of a cheapster already.
Yeah, well, I am. So anyway.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It's going to get worse now. I'm just saying.
But yeah, when we were in. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He's a Vietnam vet. That's where I grew up. Those are my buddies, the ones that fought down there. And I kept telling him, I said, this is just like when we bugged out of Vietnam, what's been going on here with this thing with the, the Biden having all them people around his inauguration and then all these votes coming at us yesterday and all these executive orders. And he said, Fred, did you know that I was in Vietnam the day that we bugged out? I said, I didn't know that. And he says, yes, I was. He says, and we signed a treaty to make peace with the North Vietnamese, to make them, to unify their country. This was what all this stuff was. We're going to unify Vietnam now. North Vietnam, we're going to be unified. So we signed a peace treaty, and he says, well, we said it's over. So before our plane left that morning, he said, we went down to have breakfast. And we didn't even get our breakfast date, and the North Vietnamese communists were shooting rockets into the town. At the airport.
Of course they were.
Because we had to hurry up, get on the planes, and we were one of the last ones out. And we don't even know if the people, they were shooting at planes all day long after we got out of there. We don't know what happened. We just left. And that's what we got bombarded at us yesterday by this administration.
Interesting point, Fred. Thanks. We gave you a little more in a minute just because you're talking about patriots and Vietnam vets who deserve more of our thanks. Accolades and attaboys, and we appreciate your service comments and any member of the United States military, given what they endured. Let's see here. Let's go to line one. I don't have a name yet, but tell me what's on your mind. Go ahead and go.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, guys. I know you know Mike Lindell. Would you pass on to him, give him the idea that he needs to establish residency in North Dakota so he can run against the sheep we have in Congress or our governor?
I think he's planning to run for governor in Minnesota. He was, at least before this fiasco. Now some people want him to run for president. But given Minnesota's makeup, he might want to establish his residency here. What's your beef with the folks you mentioned? You mentioned our governor. What is our governor not doing that you'd like him to do?
I think he's too weak. I really don't believe he's got the best interest of North Dakota in heart. I think he's too into the group that wants the parties, and he wants to be the part of the swamp that's caused these problems, and I just truly believe that.
I appreciate the call very much. I don't agree with all of that. I do agree that every governor can be better, and I think a lot of criticism yesterday, the governor being at the inaugural, right, left, blue, green, I think any influence you can have as a North Dakotan, Kristi Noem was there too, makes sense. I don't think going there is, you know, a bad idea. Kevin Cramer, John Hoeven were there. I assume Kelly Armstrong was. I just think that's the place you want your elected members fighting for every moment for North Dakota. Dan, what's next on your mind? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just got 2 points. First of all, I'd like to mention that in the past, I've been very, very active in the Republican Party, given a lot of money. I volunteered my time to get the 3 people that we have in Congress elected. I went door-to-door, stuffed animals, made phone calls.
We got the message. You've been an active Republican. But bringing the button.
I'm done with it.
Okay.
I'm done with it. These 3 guys are not representing us. They should have stuck up for our President Trump. President Trump was more.
We're going to talk to one of those 3 guys about that very thing next. John Hoeven, when we come back. Thanks, Dan.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden on Wednesday signed 15 executive orders as he overturned key directives of President Trump.
The first order I'm going to be signing here is related to COVID, and it's requiring, as I said all along, where I have authority, mandating masks be worn, social distancing be kept on federal property, on interstate commerce, etc. This is the first
As millions of hurting Americans are wondering about stimulus money, no action was taken on day one. President Biden said Wednesday that former President Trump followed tradition and left him a very generous letter before departing the White House. Biden, speaking from the Resolute desk in the Oval Office, would not immediately reveal the contents of the letter out of respect for Trump. Biden told reporters, "The president wrote a very generous letter. Because it was private, I will not talk about it until I talk to him, but it was very generous." We are USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. "I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Looking back at some of the great moments, snapshots of America a few decades ago and how it was different. And I made the point that I think that we can easily get focused in, you know, how do we get this back? It's all the politicians' fault. Politicians fix this. When really we represent a lot of where we are at right now. We, as in, you know, citizens. Now, I think that's a good example. I think a lot of people look at Republicans as, oh, you think, you know, just only perfect families matter and, you know, country club types. Give me a break. That is a stereotype that comes from the left that I don't agree with. And that's what I loved about Brady Bunch. It was a blended family. He had kids, previous marriage, whatever. Now there's a great movie, but it just said, you're normal. And yet they sat down to dinners together. I mean, they had a little more money than most. We didn't have Alice the Maid at our house growing up. Did you, Kev?
No. I was Alice the Maid.
Yeah, exactly. Senator Hoban on the line. I don't know what line he's calling. Looks like he's calling yours. You could also call Kevin's. But you've got the extension he's calling on open, right? Okay. You tell me when he's here. I will tell our fine listeners, and by the way, if you have a question or comment for Senator Hoban, get it in. Call our 24/7 Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-207-1776. 200-1776. One more time, nice and slow, 855-200-1776. Extension 1. Whatever comment you have, whatever question you have, put it there, be quick, we'll get it on, and you don't even have to wait in line. When you call 258-0550. Sometimes you have to wait in line. Bennett in Belcourt has another suggestion for a bumper that brings us back to the America that it seems to be lost these days. What is it, Bennett?
Kung Fu theme song, you know.
And Kung Fu theme song.
Bit, you know?
Yeah. Good one, Bennett. Thank you very much.
Bye, Chang Kang.
I love it. Today's program brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. H.A. Thompson & Sons is a corporation almost like another. A company almost like another, and that they've been around since 1908, started small, kept growing, and now, I mean, they're huge. 1,000 buildings they maintain throughout the Northern Plains with a link service contract, high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, great patriots, take care of veterans, led by a veteran, Air Force vet and Mark Thompson, incredible family. They have a great product now, an air cleaning product for home or business. Check it out at hatandsons.com or call them at 701-234-9889. Our next guest is Senator John Hoban. Senator, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you. And I just got to say at the outset that I just got done meeting with members of the 816th North Dakota National Guard Military Police. We have 130 North Dakota guardsmen down here that were part of security. And our 130 actually trained up about 1,000 National Guardsmen from across the country, that were part of this security effort. And so we were over thanking them. Captain Huber's in charge, and what a great, great group. A lot of them will be heading back, although about 25 of them are actually going to stay and do some more duty. But once again, North Dakotans, I mean, and our guard, absolute best guard in the entire country. And here they are once again doing just a fabulous job. So thanks to them, and huge kudos to them.
Thank you for honoring them. I think that's so awesome. Glad they were part of that day. You know, it didn't feel like an inaugural to me. I've been to many. I've watched them, you know, I remember Dick Nixon leaving and crying as a 10-year-old and just thinking, what is going on in this country? So to me, that's sort of, that's America. That's that peaceful transfer of power. But yesterday seemed so bizarre. The people that matter, in my mind, are the people that vote all across the USA, support a candidate and come in. They weren't allowed there. There's parades with no people. And as you say, you got to have guard members there who our government dared to actually say, we need to find out if there's any infiltrators in the guard. And had like this separate investigation. How did you take yesterday?
Well, I mean, first in terms of the guard and the police and law enforcement, first responders, we just can't say enough about them. I mean, they're just so fantastic and so fabulous as I was going around. And, of course, they did an amazing job. I mean, these guys are beyond belief. And I went around and thanked them. And like I say, ours are the best of the best, but they're all absolutely fantastic. And again, whether it's military or first responders, law enforcement. And so we always just have to do everything we can to support them and thank them. And I just hope we get back to the point where we don't have to have that kind of security presence. We've got to start figuring out how we come together as a country and that we can have our differences, and we do. And we can express them, and we should. That's our First Amendment right. But we have to do it in a peaceful way and have respect for other people. And then win on the basis of our ideas and convince people. And that's the America. And then we all stand shoulder to shoulder ultimately against, you know, foreign foes or foreign threats. But, you know, we're Americans and we have the right to disagree, but we do it peacefully.
We last spoke on the 5th of January. I think you'd flown in late from North Dakota back to D.C. You'd settle on how you plan to vote. You did end up voting that way, but we had no idea what was going to roll out on January 6th by any stretch, right? And I want you to walk us through that night, your emotions. You know, you've already explained your vote. I'm sure you know a huge percentage of the people we talk to every day across North Dakota did not like the way you voted, nor your colleagues in that case. So I'd like two things. One, you know, your emotions on that night, what you saw and felt, who you blame for what happened that night, and lastly, how you react to North Dakotans that don't agree.
Yeah, well, you know, first just on the vote, and then I can describe some of the details of, you know, what transpired there. You know, you and I talked about it at some length, Scott, and I tried to be really consistent with you in that the Constitution, and I, you know, spent a lot of time on this, and I truly believe what the Constitution provides is that whether it's Congress or the Vice President, we don't have the constitutional authority to overturn the Electoral College. If we did, then in essence, control of Congress would decide the outcome of every election, and that's not what our founders wanted. They wanted the people to decide the election. That's why they set up the Electoral College. Now, I understand that, you know, you and others, and I very much understand it, are concerned about, you know, the Electoral College and making sure that each state is going through the process in a way that is open, transparent, fair, sound, and so forth. But that's really, if you look again at the Constitution, what the Founding Fathers provided, that's what the state legislatures do. And so you have to work at the state level to make sure that you have that the voter
integrity
and the transparency. And that's the key. And that's why I go back to North Dakota. We make sure we do it right in North Dakota. If another state doesn't, then the Constitution provides that it's up to that state legislature and those elected officials to make sure it gets done right.
I think the overriding sense from folks here is they get that. They know that the proper process was blown. The states blew it. The courts blew it. They saw you and your colleagues as the last line of defense. You've explained why you didn't feel like you could do that without having consequences in the future. They say, what is the harm in fighting? You know, there were others who voted to object and say, I'm just going to believe that this has been done poorly. What would have been the downside of objecting from your standpoint?
The Constitution, you have to follow the Constitution. I mean, I think that's what it really comes down to. And the Constitution provides that unless a state sends in competing electoral slates, that you know, we don't have the ability to object. We have our constitutional responsibility, then, is as long as they send in their certified ballot, you know, we count the ballots. And that applies to the vice president as well. I mean, that's about following the Constitution.
Now, that night was bizarre in so many ways, and I know, I was in the Capitol complex, but I'm over in the Dirksen Senate building where, you know, you could have shot a cannon through the halls and not hit anybody because the place was so locked down. You were, you know, in the chamber. You're rushed out.
Right.
I mean, were you scared at any point? Were you, like, thinking you weren't?
No, we had, you know, again, we had Capitol Police there. I had great confidence in these, in law enforcement. You know that. I said that at the outset. But essentially what transpired, Scott, is we'd gone over to the House chambers. There'd been objection to the Arizona vote. So we were back, and we were, you know, in the process of going through that. And Secret Service came in, and they whisked the vice president out of the chamber. So we're kind of looking around going, okay, something's up. And then the sergeant of arms came up and said, look, there are protesters, rioters in the Capitol, and so we're going to stay here for right now. And I think initially they thought, you know, they could maybe move them out and we wouldn't have to move. But they just said, okay, stay away from doors and windows, and then, you know, they locked the place. And then they came back in a little bit and said, no, we're going to have to move you. And so then they started moving us out, and the door that we were going out, I was fairly far away from it. Plus, I wanted to kind of make sure some other folks, you know, could get out and stuff. And so anyway, I was kind of towards the end there. And so as we were exiting out, I could see the riders coming down the hall towards the Senate chamber. So then, you know, we exited and went over to an office building right nearby through one of the tunnels. And then they were actually going to bus us out of there. And that's when myself and others said, no way. There's no way we're going to leave. You know, we'll wait till you clear the Capitol, but then we've got to go back in and finish our work. And so we waited, it was close to 7 o'clock because then they had to sweep it to make sure there was not a bomb or anything like that in there. And then we went back in and finished our business. And as you know, because you were down here, and I think you ended up at Kevin's place that night because of the curfews, but it's probably close to three in the morning, you know. Which
total lockdown.
I got to tell you, Scott, I got to tell you, with the bizarre schedule we have in the Senate, you know, when we have like votes, some of these crazy votes, it's not that bizarre for us to be down there at 2 or 3 in the morning. It's just weird how that works, but
not generally a curfew, thankfully. But I'm curious if you think the events of that night ended up changing anything. Do you think the outcome would have been the same, or do you think that was sort of the, oh, man, let's just get out of here? I mean, Loeffler and others to sort of...
Yeah, it changed. Yeah, no, you're right, Scott. It did change it some. Because you'd asked me about some of our colleagues, like, I think Ron Johnson and maybe a few others might have voted the other way, you know, to... contest some of the electoral votes.
All right, Ron
Johnson, another one you asked me about, I think, was James Lankford. There were a number of them that I think might have voted the other way, but they did not end up. They ended up voting to certify.
I want to squeeze a call in here before the break, and we'll come back to this. Bernie Bismarck, quick question for the senator. Go ahead.
Yes, I was talking about the voting process in this. In the House, and when the vice president reads the election outcome from the state and then says, are there any objections? What's the purpose of that question if you can't object?
Sure. And do you want to answer that now, Scott, or wait till after the break?
Yeah, maybe so we can give Bernie a full answer. Bernie, hang tight, and we'll have the senator answer that on the other side of the break. Brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Have you seen that menu for today? The specials? Oh, I'm going to make you hungry right now. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood, chicken pot pie West Fargo, Valley City, the French dip sandwiches to die for. PetroServe USA.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit, what if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com. Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bakken Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann, BuickGMC.com. You know, there's just a few 2020s left. You're going to want to get in on that because there's free money available. We're talking 0% dollars for 72 months. And keep in mind, at Schwann, your warranty lasts a lifetime. A lifetime of protection, no extra cost. Online at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or call them at 701-214-6372.
A lot of folks out there say, I'm going to have a new perspective in the Biden era, whether that's days, months, or years, and it's going to be to hunker down and worry about what's here and maybe start fresh. You're looking for a new place to call home, place to raise a family, tired of the craziness. There's a town which has an average yearly household income of over $73,000, supporting about 140 area businesses, that is welcoming you right now, opening arms, great education. It's Tioga, North Dakota, home of Neset, one of the great, great companies in the oil patch. TiogaND.org, TiogaND.org. Okay, Bernie and Bismarck asked you a question. Why even have in the process the question from Mike Pence, the current vice president, or any vice president, who objects if you don't have the ability to object. Good question, I think, on the process. Senator, what would you say?
It's a good question. She laid it out very well. The founding fathers did set up a process such that if a state sent in competing electoral slates, then the Congress would have to decide which one to accept. And so that's the provision that I think she's referring to. That would be the situation.
But Bernie, I think what you're saying is, yes, the vice president's job in that role is to open the envelope. And then it's to say, here you go, guys, now vote on this. But he still asked the question.
There have been instances where a state sent in competing electoral slates. And so then the Congress, and of course, remember, the vice president is part of the Senate as the presiding officer in that role, just like the lieutenant governor of North Dakota is part of the North Dakota State Senate as the presider. And so in that case, if a state sends in competing electoral slates, then yes, the Congress has a role in deciding. But the thing is, if you decide that either the Congress or the vice president can object to whichever slates duly filed they want to, then in essence, control of Congress is going to dictate the outcome of elections, because based on that control of Congress, Congress is going to start objecting.
Bernie, I have a question for you, Bernie. How would you have voted, knowing what you know?
I think I would have voted to object. And so my question now is, now that the election is over, is there any committee in either house that is doing any investigating on what happened with this election? Obviously, there were issues. And I think the mantra that, well, there weren't enough, wouldn't have been enough votes to overturn the election, I beg to differ, because we don't know. We haven't done the investigation. Is anyone doing an investigation?
Yeah, Bernie, again, thanks for your question and, posing it very thoughtfully. The thing is, there's two things that I think you'll see happen. One is, yes, in Congress, we'll continue to see what we can determine in terms of best practices for mail-in or absentee voting and other, processes to make sure that there's transparency and accountability in terms of how people are able to go to the polls and that kind of thing. But remember, with the Electoral College, that's going to be determined at the state level, and that's why I go back to what I mentioned earlier, and that is you really have to work through the local state legislature and the local state
elections. Yeah, you've got a lot to fix, and you're right, the states own this. That is by the design of the founders. There's no doubt about it. But Donald Trump had more votes than Joe Biden. Nobody doubts that. You got to prove it. How do you go about saying he did or he didn't?
Scott, that goes back to the court's role. Remember, we have three branches of government. And you've got to have your adjudication process go through the courts. And you and I have had long conversations.
I get that,
but
I'm talking,
Bernie's asking about the electoral process. And remember, it's very important that that is at the state level, so you don't have control of Congress driving the outcome of elections. But that's where you have to do the work, Bernie. Think about it in terms of North Dakota. That's why I was bringing back to North Dakota. North Dakotans want to determine how we're going to run our electoral process. We wouldn't want California or somebody else or Congress telling us how to do it. And so I think that's very, very important that we understand that, and that our founding fathers set it up that way for that reason.
But you've talked before about a commission or something that gets to the truth of election 2020. Everything I think you're talking about is how it should have been done and how it will be done going forward, hopefully better. How do you get to the bottom of who had more votes in 2020?
Well, first off, Scott, this election's over. And the President Trump himself has said so. And so we need to understand that. And now what you're talking about is, okay, what do we do to make sure that we're looking into, whether it's absentee ballot or that kind of thing? And that should be done on a bipartisan basis, and we can make recommendations. But remember, if you really think about it, you want an electoral college like we have. That's one of the really beauties of our founding fathers and their understanding of government and how to set things up. And so, really, then it comes back to the state-by-state process that I described in terms of how they handle absentee balloting,
I think I hear you saying,
and all those kind of things.
And again, I'm interpreting what Bernie's saying. How do you get to the bottom of this? Because she thinks Trump got more votes than Biden. And I do, too. How do you get to the... I hear you saying election's over. Trump saying election over. We're moving on. There's not even a commission on the table anymore. Is that what I hear
you
saying?
No. I didn't say that. I said I think we will work to look into it on a bipartisan basis. We've talked about that before. And
And I think the big question is how do you get satisfaction from that, knowing it actually can happen in this environment? I think that's what people want now going forward. Unfortunately, we're out of time.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? But you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bach and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. There'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. 50. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Piper's Auctioneers 2021 Equipment Auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including Premier Farm Equipment Auctions in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in Bismarck, Bowman, Rain, Jamestown, Bowdoin, Steele, Marmot, Animoose, Lear, and Raleigh, North Dakota. With today's optimism in the equipment markets, it's never been a better time to turn iron into cash, and Piper's regional and online auctions can do just that. Consign your items today at 701-523-7366. All equipment inventories and auction details are updated daily at Piper's.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.